Give those who find fault or who are confrontational a silent blessing and remove yourself from their energy as quickly as possible. It's such great advice. A silent blessing, silent blessing. Thank you for being the jerk that you are, but I love you and I send you a silent blessing, okay? And then remove yourself from their energy field as quickly as possible, even if you're married to that person, even if it's one of your children. Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing that comment from you. You know, one of my favorite lines is from one of my daughters who, when she was 11 years old, and I was yelling at her a bit in the morning and being a bit impatient, and of course she knew about my writing all the books that I'm on and all the people saying, oh, your father this, and oh, your father that, it must be. So she stopped and she stood there and she put her hand on her hip and she said, I wonder what all those people would think of Mr. Positive if they could see him here this morning. Yeah. I gave her a nice silent blessing. Thank you, dear. It's my daughter, Serena. She's the only one that we misnamed, okay? Yeah. Yeah. If I had to do it over, it'd be Storm, for sure, all right? It's just, let the critics be the critics, silent blessings, thank you very much, and just remove yourself from that. Be independent of the opinions of others, the good opinions, but particularly of the critical opinions. 7, take some time for your health. Consider that the number one health problem in America seems to be obesity. How can you feel inspired and live in simplicity if you're gorging on excessive amounts of food and eliminating the exercise that your body craves? Remember that your body is a sacred temple where you reside for this lifetime. Take some time every single day for exercising it. Even if you can only manage a walk around the block, just do it. Similarly, keep the words portion control uppermost in your consciousness. Your stomach is the size of your fist, not a wheelbarrow, okay? A fist, all right? So respect your sacred temple. Take time for your health. Just take time to be healthy. You know, I don't know if I've got time to do this. Go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Get on your bicycle. Go to a class. You know, whatever it might be, take time every day for being healthy. 8, play, play, play. Simplify your life and feel inspired if you learn to play rather than work your way through life. I love being around kids. If there's a room full of adults and there's a few kids in there, I'm going to be around the kids. And it's always playful. I mean, my mother still, at almost 90, says, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to grow up? It's the idea of learning to play and be in a playful place. Richard Bach said, you are led through your lifetime by the inner learning creature, the playful spiritual being that is your real self. 9. Slow down. One of Gandhi's most illuminating observations reminds us there's more to life than increasing its speed. There's more to life than making it go faster. Just slow yourself down. You don't have to be in a hurry. You don't have to get around that car in front of you. I live on Maui, and on Maui, people do things on what they call island time or Maui time, and it's just a little bit slower. You learn after you're there for a while that if they say they'll be there on Wednesday to install something and Friday comes and they're not there, it's okay. You don't get yourself all worked up about that and tell yourself, well, they have no rights and they have to have the service. The people who come from the mainland do that all the time and wondering why things aren't working at their pace. But after you've been on Maui for a few months or a few years, such as I have, and you come back to the mainland, your first question you always have when you re-enter is, what's the hurry? Why is everybody trying to get someplace so fast? And why are people blowing their horns and always passing and honking at you if you don't just jump when the light turns and so on? Slow down. Relax. Take a couple of breaths. Enjoy your life. 10, do everything you can to remove debt from your life. Debt is decidedly unspiritual. When you accumulate debt, what you're doing is putting the controls of your life into the hands of creditors. And you are not free. You're not free. You're listening to somebody who's never made a car payment in his life, ever. And I get a new car almost every year, but I didn't when I was much younger. And I don't make house payments, mortgage payments. And nor does anybody in my family, because I've purchased homes for everybody in my family. because I want them to know that being debt-free is really being spiritually free. And I've always known, even when I was a young man, that if I can't afford it, save for it until you can, and then get it. To me, it keeps you inspired in life. It keeps you in spirit. And one of the ways to not be in debt is to just simplify your life, to not tell yourself, I have to have this in order to be happy. I can't live my life fulfilled without that. Let go of that. 11, forget about the cash value of everything. I try not to think too much about money because I've discovered that the people who think about money think about almost nothing else. That what something costs becomes the number one criteria in their life, and always putting a price tag on it, and can I afford it, and can I not afford it, and so on. Most of that is just beliefs that you've had, which beliefs are just thoughts that you've thought over and over again. Essentially, most people can get what they want in their life despite the fact of what it might cost. I don't think there's anyone that need not go to college because of financial considerations. If you want to go to school, if you want to go to college, you want to get an education, the schools are open, the libraries are open 24 hours, the internet's always available. You can get an education and you can get through school and you can get through the best schools if you have a vision of being able to do it. And there are always ways to make it happen. Trust me, there are ways to make it happen. And 12, remember your spirit. When life tends to get overly complex, or too fast, or too cluttered, or too deadline-oriented, or too type A for you, stop and remember your spirit. You're headed for inspiration, a simple, peaceful place where you're in harmony with the perfect timing of all creation. Go there in your mind and stop frequently to remember what you really want. One of my heroes, one of the great men of our time, a man who I received an award named after him, the Einstein Award, Albert Einstein said, "Possessions, outward success, and publicity and luxury, to me, these have always been contemptible. I believe that a simple and unassuming manner of life is best for everyone, best both for the body and the mind."